Thank you very much, Brother Dan. Thank you, Sister Margaret. You know, dear brethren, it's a wonderful feeling as convention time approaches, and it's especially wonderful feeling for us of the home ecclesia. The excitement and anticipation reaches a peak, a crescendo, as we arrive at the convention hall and we begin to see our brethren arriving from faraway places. We have been waiting for you with eager expectation. And now, as convention begins, we extend to each of you a warm, heartfelt welcome. It is our wish that during the next 44 hours, you will gain greater strength and resources to continue your Christian walk. And as a result, that you will draw ever closer to realizing the spiritual hope we all share in common. Romans 15, verse 5. Romans 15, 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Our Heavenly Father has opened to each of our hearts the grand and glorious prospect of His spiritual kingdom. And through Christ, we have been received or welcomed to that glorious prospect. It is in this marvelous bond of divine grace that we gladly receive you. We gladly welcome you here this weekend. So, how do we get the most from this gathering? Keep in mind two concepts. First of all, realize that we share with one another a most unique and precious common bond and purpose. James 1:18, of His own will, for His own purpose, begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Here we are told that there is one purpose behind the begetting of the Holy Spirit, and that is to form the class that will share in the first resurrection, namely the bride of Christ. Brethren, we are all engaged to the same person. Secondly, in order to fulfill that purpose, the Scriptures strongly encourage us to have mutual interaction one with another. There's an intriguing Greek word that speaks to this. It's spelled A-L-L-E-L-O-N, Strong's number 240, and it's pronounced all-le-lone. It almost sounds like all alone, but it means just the opposite. It really has the thought of our mutuality together. It's translated one another, together, each other. Its frequency of use in the New Testament is a reflection of the importance of our mutual interaction together as fellow new creatures in the narrow way. Considering that we are fulfilling God's will and purpose, this mutual interaction is to be taken advantage of in a serious way. As we consider one another, what should we be trying to achieve?
What should be our spiritual objectives? Consider the words of Paul. First, found in Romans, the first chapter, Romans 1, verses 11 and 12. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me. And also Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. So as we come together, let us try to impart spiritual gifts. Let us stimulate one another to greater love, stronger faith, and increased joy. To stir one another's heart motivation into resolute diligence and service in the way. So, dear brethren, please do take full advantage of this time together. Our theme this year is Exceeding Great and Precious Promises. It is our hope that you will take away from this convention a fresh supply of precious promises. I'd like to read a quote from the Exceeding Great and Precious Promises booklet, page 63. To grow in grace implies a personal faith in and dependence upon all the promises of the Father made to us through His Word, and then an intimate communion with Him in our daily life of prayer and of observation of His will and obedience to it. Brethren, there is so much in that quote. Just consider our prayer life. Meditation, prayer and meditation. Prayer is a time where we express our concerns and lay our cares at the throne of grace. Meditation is when our minds, now free of these cares, can hear the reassuring promises. The Holy Spirit will bring to our minds just the ones we need. So this weekend, let us tuck away as many promises as we can so they can be called forth to comfort and fortify us in those times of need. I'd like to close with one precious promise that we're all familiar with. Psalms 91, verse 4. And this is taken from the New Living Translation. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection.